This is Life, Don't Miss It.
Want to see the world from a totally different perspective? Ready for provocative conversation, intriguing stories, and inspiration? Then don't touch that dial. Welcome to the Francesca Luca Show. She'll give you something to talk about all week long. Now, here's Francesca.
Hi, everyone. Sex has become less of a taboo topic throughout the 21st century. And because of this transparency, the concept of sex addiction... I'm going to start over. Okay? All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're talking about sex addiction today. Sex has become less of a taboo topic throughout the 21st century. And because of this transparency, now the concept of sex addiction is a hot topic. People of all ages open up about their struggles with masturbation, pornography, and sex as a whole. To help me make sense of this struggle, we have Marcia Means with us, who has written multiple books on the subject. So let me tell you about Marcia, my guest tonight. She has dedicated her life to helping individuals and couples navigate the turbulent waters of betrayal and sexual addiction. And so I have the extraordinary privilege of welcoming her onto the show. So big welcome to you, Marcia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Francesca.
So what I want to know is, I mean, first of all, I'm excited to have you here and learn about your experiences and your profession, but can you take us back to the moment you first decided to dedicate your career to helping those affected by betrayal and sexual addictions? Was there some kind of a pivotal experience that made you want to go on this path, dare I ask?
Well, I initially discovered this path when it showed up in my marriage shortly after 1990. And because he was trying to help people, I got thrown into this arena quite by accident, but it didn't take long to discover that there were a lot of hurting wives and women. Mm-hmm. And so for the first almost 20 years, I worked with the wives and some couples. That's how I came into it, but it has become an area I'm completely comfortable in. And I now actually work with men who are sexually sober and trying to save their marriages.
Sexually sober, that's a very interesting word. But let me just back up for a second because I want to make sure that I understood you correctly. So both you and your husband or ex-husband both dealt with...
We did. In the Seattle area, we worked with other couples. We have a nonprofit in Seattle, and it was very busy because at that point, it was just coming onto the scene, or into our everyday language.
Well, right. It's become, a taboo topic, as I said at the beginning of the show. But my question is, he was helping people to heal, yet he was a sex addict himself. Is that right?
Yes. Sex addicts who want to break their addiction actually go to 12-step meetings. They have counselors. They do a lot of work to gain freedom, like alcoholics do. And once they're out of the mind-numbing area of addiction and they check back in to their real lives, they realize that a whole lot of other people struggle, and many of them want to help others. And that is what my husband did, and he was, as you say, sexually sober for a number of years. The end of our marriage, he got back into it.
He got off the wagon, so to speak, I guess, right?
He got off the wagon.
Yeah, well, I have never quite heard of it that way, sexually sober. But I guess, why not, if you're, an alcoholic? So what, though, differentiates between someone who really loves sex and an addict?
Well, we can really love sex because sex can be a lot of fun. But,
Quinn, you listening?
It's when they're trying to meet an unmet need from childhood, actually, that It's a whole
here we go.
In and of itself.
Here we go with the childhood thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get that, but how? I mean, I guess probably a telltale sign would be just like alcohol. You know, you're having a problem with alcohol when it starts getting the rest of your life into trouble. Right.
Right.
But there's always that slippery slope, that fine line, if you will. So, you know, where someone, you know, I have a friend who is a male who has two glasses of wine every single night, or excuse me, not wine, two glasses of vodka, you know, but I always have it with a glass of water, he says. But it's like, wow, that's 14 drinks a week. Yeah. You know, and according to the, you know, the whatever, that's perfectly fine, right? Men are allowed two drinks. Women are allowed one. I don't know about you or anybody else, but I know if I had one drink every single night, I would just be like wobbling around. I wouldn't feel good. So how does one make this determination that, okay, I'm addicted to sex?
Well, it isn't. It's no longer sex with the woman you love or the man you love. It goes outside the normal boundaries. It usually starts with pornography, but it often ends up, I've had clients who've gone through their entire retirement account on prostitutes.
Oh.
And they're in their 60s, and all of a sudden their wife discovers the mess that they're both in.
Oh.
I have a client who is now a sex offender because he masturbated in public. And
I thought you were going to say he masturbated himself to death.
No, in public.
I shouldn't be laughing about this. This isn't funny, but it is. If you have to laugh, or sometimes I always say, you know, either you laugh about it or you cry about it. But anyway.
So you cry. Well, they cry about it.
Yeah, that's.
But men lose their jobs. They lose their careers. They lose their families. And the men I work with now who are out of the fog, they literally cry during our sessions because they're awake and they recognize the destruction that they have caused, in, not only in their own life, but their wives and their children.
So how the heck do you help them to get sober?
You know, you can't help anyone change until they're ready to change.
I believe
and
that.
For sex addicts, that usually means they're discovered. The woman I heard from yesterday, whose husband lost a job after 30 years, that was her first aha. She had no idea her husband was been involved in this dark secret with other people until he lost his job. That often wakes a man up, losing a career. Most often, though, it's one of their kids discovers a text to a prostitute on their dad's phone, or I've had clients whose husbands accidentally text their wives when they meant to text a prostitute, and that's the way they get discovered. But those men who don't want to live lose something they cherish are the ones that say, okay, I'm ready for help. It's losing a career. It's losing a retirement account. It's losing a family.
So would a man, or, I mean, it could be a man or a woman, obviously, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So
yes.
Is it common that, I guess what I'm wondering is, if you have a partner, spouse, partner, whatever, who has a high, would that person show that they have a high sex drive to their partner, or is it a totally separate thing so the partner would never catch on? Do you know what I'm saying? So,
you know,
so if you're with someone and they want to have sex, you know, four times a day, it's like, okay, well, calm down here. So, or is it, or does that person who's addicted move away from the person that they love and maybe even have like an asexual relationship?
Yes, most often it looks like that.
Sex
becomes very rare with their partner there because they've fed their appetite with so much variety. And I mean, group sex, animal sex, just you name it. They've seen it
in
pornography.
Oh.
Their wife is now boring to them. and they cannot get aroused by their wife. That's the usual way it shows up.
Oh, it really
is
sad.
And she doesn't know why. It is sad.
Yeah, it is. Do you think that the perception of sex has changed from something you do with someone you love to something more perverse?
I like to think it hasn't, because the people I work with don't see it that way. They just see that they got off the right road and it led them down a dark path, and they're desperate to get balanced again and try to save their lives, their families.
Do you think pornography has an influence on sex addiction?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, and honestly, I hate to strum the childhood string too much, but virtually every man I work with, he was either sexualized as a really young child, an older boy, or a neighbor, or a babysitter, or he was abused, and most of the men I worked with weren't really loved. They didn't get hugs. They weren't told that they were loved. And the way my former husband used to put it is, we're like wounded little boys walking around with our umbilical cords in our hands looking for a place to plug in.
Oh, well, maybe they maybe their mothers didn't breastfeed them.
Right. Well, they didn't attach properly. So,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, not that I'm saying. Yeah. That was a little sarcastic, I know, but okay, you have to have a little bit of fun. You have to have a little bit of fun with this. So then sex addiction would be considered a mental disorder, would it?
It's considered an intimacy disorder. Because
then we could go on all day with that. There's all sorts of intimacy disorders, right? I mean, right? There's, attachment issues, so on and so forth.
Their attachment, yeah. They have to heal.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious if it's more as severe as some other addictions, but we do need to take a short break. When we come back, maybe you could answer that question for our listeners. Listeners, don't go away. We've got lots more to talk about. This is Life Don't Miss It. I'm Francesca, and you're listening to The Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD.
Save your roof and save your money with the South Coast Shingle Savers. South Coast Shingle Savers use a scientifically formulated roof rejuvenating spray treatment that will de-age your roof in no time. Their patented treatment consists of a revolutionary technology which restores your roof's flexibility and provides waterproofing protection, preserving the life of your roof. Treatments from South Coast Shingle Savers come with a 5-year warranty and can extend the life of your roof by up to 15 years. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting southcoastshinglesavers.com. Revitalize your roof today with South Coast Shingle Savers.
Who doesn't go to the hair salon to liven up their looks? But sometimes you look worse on the way out than you did walking in. You can expect something different at Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing. With a super modern feel that can hardly be mistaken for suburban, they're a full-service hair salon offering cuts, color, highlighting, and formal design. With an impressive following and 5-star rating on Google, Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing won't disappoint. I know, because I can tell you from my own experience, I felt transformed, and you will too. So if you're looking to turn a few heads, call Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing today at 508-322-9468. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Conveniently located in the Wareham Crossing Shopping Plaza, call them today or book online at DelariaWareham.com. You'll be thrilled. I know you will.
Looking for a touch of luxury amidst the chaos of summer? Let the team at Browse Boutique and Spa highlight your natural beauty. Browse Boutique and Spa, located right in the heart of Cape Cod, is a wonderful place to be wonderful. Owner Dina Bowers brings 13 years of beauty industry experience. They offer permanent makeup, facials, waxing, nails, and more, complete with fresh tea or coffee and breathtaking views of the Cape. Browse Boutique and Spa is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 4. Book online at browseboutiquespa.com or call 508-743-5639.
Are you tired of looking tired, experiencing hormone changes or weight gain? You are not alone. Skin Aesthetics and Buzzards Bay can help you on your journey to live well and be well. If you're looking for a comfortable experience to have your medical spa and wellness treatments and want to restore that youthful beauty to your skin, I've found just the place, Skin Aesthetics in Buzzards Bay. From dermafillers to biostimulators, neurotoxins, and PRP treatments, Angela Nelson is your go-to for medical skin treatments to give you that rejuvenated look and feel. With over 20 years' experience and glowing reviews from many satisfied clients, you can trust Angela Nelson to help you reach your wellness goals. Treat the signs of aging and gravity with all the tools to turn back the clock and get back your vitality. You don't want to wait. Plus, Skin Aesthetics offers other wellness services like body sculpting, contouring, and IV therapy. Embrace the fountain of youth. Begin your journey of self-care today. Visit skin-aesthetics-ma.com. You'll be glad you did. This is Life Don't Miss It. Now, for more of the Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD.
All right, we are back. Let me reintroduce my guest, Marcia Means, and we are discussing, she's a therapist, we are discussing sex addiction. Marcia, before the break, I asked you, is the severity of sex addiction similar to other addictions? You know, such as like drug or alcohol addiction, which is interesting because they always say, a lot of people say that alcoholism is a disease. So what's the, can you kind of parse out the differences between them?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sex addiction or pornography specifically has been called the crack cocaine of the 21st century when it went live on the internet. It made it so readily available and made it so that it draws someone in. I mean, I often see an ad for something completely unrelated to sex, but it's a deep cut. It's a young, beautiful woman with a deep cut neckline showing her breasts. And so, you know, boys click on that stuff, and then they're just a link or two away from a world they didn't know about. So it's hyper, it's around us everywhere. So it's made it easier for people to find, to get access to stuff that they didn't used to have access to. It used to just be Playboy.
What are some symptoms of sex addiction?
Well, you know, the way I knew my husband was back into it was, he treated me differently. He's a wonderful man. He treated me so well. But that began to change. And then things like hiding their phones, taking their phone into the bathroom and staying in there for a long time, not getting home from work on time. Suddenly there's a change in the way that they relate. And that your ability to access them, often it's they don't respond to your phone calls. You can tell that there's something going on. If you've never been in this sex addiction world, you may not label it sex addiction, but you know something is amiss. And the way a lot of wives feel it is that they can't connect. It's like he's not there. Women say, when we have sex, it's like he's masturbating in my vagina. So he's not emotionally present. Those are indicators something's wrong.
So then I guess the next question I was going to ask you, you really kind of answered, are sex addicts capable of actually having a romantic relationship? It sounds like not.
Not usually. They have short-lived, you know, hyper-romantic, but it's not built on attachment, it's not built on connection, it's not built on the bond between two people, it's built on this hyper-arousal sex, and so usually they don't last long, or they have multiple partners, or they just use prostitutes because with prostitutes, you don't have to know how to attach. You don't have to, you know, meet their emotional needs because most of these men don't know how.
Yeah. So what I'm really hearing you say is that sex addiction has very little to do with sex, and it's more of a coping mechanism, maybe a way to connect in some bizarre way.
It can TEDx, it's their best effort to connect with something that feels like attachment. Sex addiction has very little to do with sex, you're right. For most sex addicts, sex is a coping mechanism, although they may not recognize that until they begin to unpack their story. When I do an intake with a man, one of the first questions I ask is, can you tell me about your childhood? And almost 100% of the time, that's when they started using pornography. Or like my former husband, you know, it wasn't readily available and the internet hadn't been invented. He used the Sears catalog. A lot of older men tell me that they would just go straight to the lingerie section. So they find it soothing. It's because it feels like connection.
Well, that's an interesting word that you used, soothing.
Soothing. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Mm.
It's about, so like when they're really nervous or when they're facing something that's stressful or I have a client today, and he sent me a document he filled out for me, and hungry, angry, lonely, tired, stressed, any of those things that take him out of his comfort zone, he's trying not to reach for sex, which has been the drug of choice in his past, and he wants his marriage, and he's about to lose it. So it's a coping mechanism, but it's because they don't know how to meet their needs through real connections, through real bonds, real attachments.
But now you were married to, obviously, a sex addict who had healed, and then he fell off the wagon. And then at that point, is that when you divorced him? I'm curious because, I mean, here you are helping those who have this addiction, but yet you were not able to help your husband.
Well, we really can't help our husbands. The only thing we can do to help is to draw a boundary. Look, I can't live with that.
Right.
You're going to have to make a choice. It's either get help for the addiction or we're going to need to go our separate ways.
And so obviously he decided not to get help. And so is he still a sex addict today?
He's a therapist now, and he's remarried, and I'm sure he's sexually sober. I haven't talked to him, I haven't checked with him, but he's a wonderful human being, and that's one thing I'd like for listeners to take away. Mm-hmm. Sex addicts aren't perverts; they're usually normal people. We have ministers that we work with. Doctors, lawyers, school teachers,
priests,
truck drivers. It could be the man you sit next to at work.
Okay, I just looked at my producer. It's a me, he's a man. What does sex addiction do to the brain? Anything?
It does. It alters the brain's neural circuits so that it's dumping in chemicals, hyperarousal, and the only way to calm that down is to use sex. It creates this overactive neural pathways, and it's like an alcoholic. You know, if they need a drink because it's been too long, then they don't feel good. They'll do anything to get that drink. And for the sex addict, it's the same pattern. Or the cocaine addict, actually the spec images of their brains, sex addicts and cocaine addicts and heroin addicts and alcoholics, the brain spec scans look very, very much the same. It changes the brain. Fortunately, we now know that the brain is neuroplastic, and so once you get off of your drug of choice, your brain can heal and go back to the way it used to be. But it takes time.
It's interesting. I've always been curious. Now, you know, you talk about things like soothing and it makes you feel better. Well, you know, if I've had a stressed out day or sometimes even at the end of the day, I might decide that I want to have a glass of wine. But I don't have that burning need to go from one to two to three. I mean, I don't measure the amount, but I know that 5 ounces is about the right amount for is considered a glass, and that's probably about what I might have. But so, you know, and if I didn't have that opportunity, I wouldn't be too happy about that. But I don't, but I, you know, I might do that, you know, three times in a week. And but, you know, so three glasses of wine in a week certainly doesn't make me an addict, or at least not that I'm aware of. Yet I do have that desire. And so I'm curious how, what is the difference? What makes that addict just keep going?
Well, you're not an alcoholic. No. You know, otherwise you would keep going. We all need soothing. We all need to relieve stress. And most of us, but I don't know if that's accurate, a lot of us learned how to self-soothe even in infancy because mom was there. Mom attached. Mom hugged us. Mom loved us. Or dad or somebody did. But so we know how to self-soothe. I might reach for chocolate, you know. I don't reach for wine.
Oh, yes.
It's okay.
I might be addicted to chocolate now that I think of it. No, but seriously, I mean, people are, and that's another thing. Food is an addiction, too. Back a couple of weeks ago, I did a show on the Ozempic craze. I mean, people who just, like, cannot stop eating, that's another addiction, isn't it?
It is. It is. And at least I don't deal in that arena, but in sex addiction, and I can speak for alcohol on a personal level, it's we don't know how to find the soothing and the comfort that we need. That's why sex addiction is called an attachment issue. That's why the opposite of addiction isn't sobriety. The opposite of addiction is connection. So that's where I'm working with men now in small groups. They're learning how to connect, and they learn to connect with each other, and then they learn to connect with their wives. And they know how they get to where they can drive their own life like a steering wheel. If they need soothing, if they need comfort, they can recognize that in time to make a wise choice, a wise decision about how to meet that need. They can call another man. They can go for a run. They can go hug their wife. You know, there are thousands of things we can do to self-soothe that don't take us into our addiction. Mm-hmm. And there was a day when I used alcohol for self-soothing, and I've learned I just can't do that. Mm-hmm. So I don't even use the wine because I know where it would take me.
Oh, okay. We're going to, don't want to cut you off, Marsha. We're going to take another short break. But when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about your childhood. So listeners.
My childhood.
You told me earlier that you were a daughter of a Baptist minister. Is that right?
Minister.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So is that okay if we can, will you share some of your personal stuff with our listeners? All right. Listeners, stay with us here. Some juicy stuff coming up.
This is Life Don't Miss It.
I'm Francesca, and you're listening to the Francesca Luca Show on 90WATD.
Save your roof and save your money with the South Coast Shingle Savers. South Coast Shingle Savers use a scientifically formulated roof rejuvenating spray treatment that will de-age your roof in no time. Their patented treatment consists of a revolutionary technology which restores your roof's flexibility and provides waterproofing protection, preserving the life of your roof. Treatments from South Coast Shingle Savers come with a 5-year warranty and can extend the life of your roof by up to 15 years. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting southcoastshinglesavers.com. Revitalize your roof today with South Coast Shingle Savers.
Who doesn't go to the hair salon to liven up their looks? But sometimes you look worse on the way out than you did walking in. You can expect something different at Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing. With a super modern feel that can hardly be mistaken for suburban, they're a full-service hair salon offering cuts, color, highlighting, and formal design. With an impressive following and 5-star rating on Google, Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing won't disappoint. I know, because I can tell you from my own experience, I felt transformed, and you will too. So if you're looking to turn a few heads, call Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing today at 508-322-9468. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Conveniently located in the Wareham Crossing Shopping Plaza, call them today or book online at DelariaWareham.com. You'll be thrilled. I know you will.
Beyond Aesthetics in Westport empowers you to be your own kind of beautiful with an exclusive and customizable experience. With an unmatched catalog of services, Beyond Aesthetics is your one-stop personal health shop, offering skin treatments, microneedling, laser hair removal, and the Glow 2 Facial, a breakthrough treatment that unlocks the body's natural superpowers. Exfoliate with O2 bubbles, amplify with Lux via their light ultrasound experience, and detox via lymphatic massage. You can feel the magic. So clear your mind and recharge your body at Beyond Aesthetics, 1125 State Road in Westport. Services are by appointment only, so book yours online today at beyondaestheticswestport.com. Beyond Aesthetics, invigorating you, mind, body, and soul.
The time is now to finally install that new patio or fire pit that's been in your dreams. Your home is ready to be beautified with stonework, but when the time comes, you want and need the best. That's where Stein Masonry comes in. Stein Masonry provides the best in high-quality construction and hardscaping services. With an experienced and dedicated team, they'll tailor any project to your specifications. When you decide it's time to enhance your home, don't mess with less than the best. Trust the guys you know. Stein Masonry. Family owned and operated and local. Visit them online today for a free quote at steinmasonry.com.
This is Life Don't Miss It.
Now, for more of the Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD.
All right, we are back and we are talking to Marcia Means and we are discussing sex addiction. Marcia, welcome back.
Thank you.
You had an extremely difficult childhood. You were simultaneously being sexually abused while being raised by parents to whom religion became most important. So how did you reconcile these very different influences?
I just want to say, first of all, that I have wonderful parents. But I was molested as a very, very young child, and it was a part of my life. It happened repeatedly. My parents didn't know that. I feel very blessed. I was what I call a well-loved child. I got tons of hugs, and they loved us well. But like a lot of parents, they had no idea that their younger child had been molested. And I really, looking back now, and I tell my male clients this, I recognize I had the same issue they had, that hyper-focus, that hyper-arousal. And as a teenager, it's a good thing my dad didn't know what he was dealing with, or he couldn't have preached on a Sunday morning. I was extraordinarily promiscuous and took terrible risks. So I understand what my clients are struggling with. But for me, because of that religious training, when I married, I stopped that behavior. And then I had my I have my own demons, most of us do. I needed to deal with that, what had happened in my childhood. I didn't know how to deal with it until I married into the recovery world, when I married the sex addict in my life. And I literally did what a lot of addicts or alcoholics choose to do. I went to a treatment center. And I worked through my childhood and the abuse, the sexual abuse, and I gained freedom from it. And that's what we try to help the addicts do, is to repair the wounds where the sex addiction originated.
It's interesting that you married a sex addict, though. There were no red flags.
It is.
I mean, what are the chances of that? But, you know, a lot of people, you know, and therapists in particular, I bet, would say, well, you know, that you were ignoring those red flags. Isn't that the way, you know, someone who, like, say, for example, you know, has a narcissistic mother or a narcissistic father and now has a compulsion to date narcissistic men. And I remember years ago a woman saying that her mother was very narcissistic, and of course she was the nicest person in the world and the biggest rescuer, and she was of course involved with a narcissist as well. And I just never forget her saying, "I see a narcissist and it's like it's written on my forehead, jump me." Like, jump me, right? Like, I want to have sex with you because you're a narcissist. So it's remarkable, but that's not so unusual, is it? It's like the woman whose father cheated on her mother, and then all of a sudden she's out there, you know, dating all these cheaters, and yet there are red flags. So my big long-winded question to you would be, so were there any red flags with your ex-husband?
There should have been, I didn't know anything about that world at the time, and I wasn't a therapist at the time. But interestingly, we were boyfriend and girlfriend as children. I fell in love with him when I was 9 years old, and he was 11. Okay. And we both ended up divorced at the same time, reconnected. And I'm sure there were red flags, but I didn't know what I was looking for back then.
Well, the red flags for both of you, the red flags for both of you could be that you both had a desperate need for
each other.
Connection. Well, connection, like you said, that, you know, people who are addicts are looking for that connection and they don't have it. And so, you know, someone who really has this very strong need for connection would be someone that probably you would be attracted to, no?
Oh, we were magnets that were definitely attracted for whatever reason.
Exactly. What would you say to young women now who are feeling lost or abandoned and choosing to act out in the way you did in your teen years?
I would say do your very best to find a way to work through what you're acting out. Find out why you're acting out. And so many kids and young adults didn't get their needs met in childhood. I had some college-age kids tell me recently they don't have one friend, male or female, who doesn't use pornography. So there have to be a lot of people out there who need connection at a deep level. And then there has to be a whole generation in the future of people who discover they're married to a sex addict. So get help. If you can find a way to do it, even if you can start at the public library or online and order a book, find a way to get help.
Right. I have a question for you about, you know, people who are addicts that I think a lot of them have abandonment issues, right? And going back to the parental, the upbringing, and not feeling the love, feeling like they're going to lose a parent, maybe to whatever it is, whether it be alcoholism or the father leaving and the wife and remarrying, whatever it might be. So I think overlooking flaws in a partner is common for people who have these abandonment issues. Do you think you would have stuck by your second husband as long as you did, despite his sex addiction, if you had a healthier upbringing?
I don't know. I mean, it says something about me, doesn't it, that I stayed when I should have left earlier. I just know I loved him, and I didn't want to lose him, like everybody else who struggles to turn away from something that they recognize as toxic.
But there are people, you know, who get into a relationship when they realize that the person that they are involved with has an addiction, that, you know, they'll give it a little time, but then they'll leave. Then again, I revert back to really believing that there are signs of red flags that really do show up. But moving along here is, I want to get into, you know, that you've accomplished a great deal. And as the former partner of a sex addict, how do you feel that, or do you feel that your trauma fueled your accomplishments?
I think my need to support myself fueled my accomplishments and also a deep desire initially to help female partners. There are just so many millions of heartbroken wives around the world that we hear from at A Circle of Joy constantly, and that's where my passion was at first. But then when I began to recognize that wives, even though their husbands were sober, sexually sober, they would sometimes divorce them because they felt lonely in the relationship. And they felt lonely in the relationship because their husbands didn't know how to attach to them emotionally.
Right.
And that was when I jumped ship and started working with men who need to learn how.
Marsha, when we first started this show, I was a little concerned if we'd make it through four segments. Like, wow, that seems like a lot to talk about for an hour, and we have been zipping right through. We are going to take a break, and we will be going into our last segment. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the idea of forgiveness, because I think that's a big piece. I'm sure
huge.
You would agree with that. So listeners, stay with us here. We're in the final stretch.
This is Life Don't Miss
It. I'm Francesca, and you're listening to The Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD.
Who doesn't go to the hair salon to liven up their looks? But sometimes you look worse on the way out than you did walking in. You can expect something different at Delaria's Salon at Wareham Crossing. With a super modern feel that can hardly be mistaken for suburban, they're a full-service hair salon offering cuts, color, highlighting, and formal design. With an impressive following and 5-star rating on Google, Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing won't disappoint. I know, because I can tell you from my own experience, I felt transformed, and you will too. So if you're looking to turn a few heads, call Delaria Salon at Wareham Crossing today at 508-322-9468. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Conveniently located in the Wareham Crossing Shopping Plaza, call them today or book online at DelariaWareham.com. You'll be thrilled. I know you will.
Train the way the Navy SEALs and pro athletes train with Ultimate Human Performance, a training program crafted by best-selling author and master physiokinesiologist Joe Hippensteel. Ultimate Human Performance teaches you the world's most advanced training methods to eliminate pain and injury. They've helped change the lives of over 10,000 clients across 56 countries and will change your life too. Do you suffer from chronic pain? Are you looking to regain the flexibility you had when you were young? The Joe Hippensteel method will give you back your youth, eliminate pain, and help build a better you. And the best part is, you can do it all from the comfort of your home with Ultimate Human Performance's online video courses. Learn everything from the fundamentals to advanced techniques to help relieve your pain for good. Looking for something in person? Book a one-on-one session or attend one of Ultimate Human Performance's 3-day seminar events. Reclaim your body with Joe Hippensteel's Ultimate Human Performance. Find out how to live pain-free today at ultimatehumanperformance.com.
Are you tired of looking tired, experiencing hormone changes or weight gain? You are not alone. Skin Aesthetics and Buzzards Bay can help you on your journey to live well and be well. If you're looking for a comfortable experience to have your medical spa and wellness treatments and want to restore that youthful beauty to your skin, I've found just the place, Skin Aesthetics in Buzzards Bay. From dermafillers to biostimulators, neurotoxins, and PRP treatments, Angela Nelson is your go-to for medical skin treatments to give you that rejuvenated look and feel. With over 20 years' experience and glowing reviews from many satisfied clients, you can trust Angela Nelson to help you reach your wellness goals. Treat the signs of aging and gravity with all the tools to turn back the clock and get back your vitality. You don't want to wait.
Plus, Skin Aesthetics offers other wellness services like body sculpting, contouring, and IV therapy. Embrace the fountain of youth. Begin your journey of self-care today. Visit skin-aesthetics-ma.com. You'll be glad you did.
Need a reliable place for your pet? Does your dog crave extra stimulation instead of social isolation? Sign up for doggy daycare at the Dog's Den in Pembroke. With two separate yards and plenty of supervision, your dog will have a ball and tug-of-war toys and plenty of new friends. The Dog's Den also specializes in grooming. Each groomer at the Dog's Den has decades of experience and will leave your furry friend refreshed and ready for their next adventure. Schedule your grooming or daycare today at thedogsdengrooming.com.
Beyond Aesthetics in Westport empowers you to be your own kind of beautiful with an exclusive and customizable experience. With an unmatched catalog of services, Beyond Aesthetics is your one-stop personal health shop, offering skin treatments, microneedling, laser hair removal, and the Glow 2 Facial, a breakthrough treatment that unlocks the body's natural superpowers. Exfoliate with O2 bubbles, amplify with Lux via their light ultrasound experience, and detox via lymphatic massage. You can feel the magic. So clear your mind and recharge your body at Beyond Aesthetics, 1125 State Road in Westport. Services are by appointment only, so book yours online today at beyondaestheticswestport.com. Beyond Aesthetics, invigorating you, mind, body, and soul.
This is life.
Now, for more of the Francesca Luca Show on 95.9 WATD.
All right, we are back, and my guest this evening is Marcia Means. She's a therapist who deals with patients who have sex addiction. Marcia, before the break, I asked you about forgiveness, because I think that's a big piece of any kind of healing. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, forgiveness is a huge piece of it, and it's I want to start with the partner of the sex addict, whether that is a man or a woman. It's pretty much impossible to heal a relationship without forgiveness. And for many, forgiveness takes time. But when it comes, it frees the one who's doing the forgiveness. It frees him or her from the rage that they've clung to. But another way forgiveness shows up in my work these days is most, I deal with men who are sex addicts, and so many of those men recognize that they have to forgive their parents for what they didn't get as a child. And just as the partner of a sex addict will never be completely free until he or she is able to forgive, neither can the addict until he or she is able to forgive their parents for what they didn't get that they needed in childhood.
It's interesting, though. Forgiveness is also, I know that I use this word a lot, but it's also a slippery slope. Sometimes we think that we've forgiven someone.
Yes.
I have a friend who was married, and her husband had cheated on her. And they got into therapy, and she, you know, claimed that she had, yes, forgiven him. And then, whatever, 10 years later, she decided that she wanted a divorce. I think that that's, so I think sometimes we think we've forgiven someone, when really what we've done is just said, okay, well, I'm not going to hang on to this anymore. I'm going to move on from, as you said, hanging on to that rage. But how do you almost really know that it's just not in there smoldering around? You know, maybe in a way of, like, you know, chronic headaches or stomach aches or any number of, you know, that's a very common thing. Our body, you know, keeps the score, as they say, right?
And
so, right? So how do you really know, you know, that you've really forgiven someone?
Well, I think forgiveness often comes in stages, deeper and deeper stages. But the way I know when I've forgiven someone, and it's what I tell my clients, is the thing that you've struggled to forgive simply becomes a part of your story. It no longer has strong emotions or sensations attached to it. It's just a part of your story. Like, I can talk about my own issues without getting upset, without getting a stomachache. It's simply a part of my history.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes factoid. You know, it's free.
More indifferent. More indifferent, would you say, is a word? Does that word indifferent?
That word doesn't fit for me, but it loses its charge.
Mm-hmm. Right. So your work, obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, but I'm going to guess, has changed you personally. Right. Are there any lessons or insights that you've gained from helping others that you can apply to your own life? Or could suggest that somebody who is dealing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that the biggest lesson I've learned is you cannot, just as you can't judge a book by its cover, you cannot judge a human being from how they present. It works both ways. Sometimes the most humble-looking, unimportant-looking, a non-distinguished-looking human being can be a marvelous well of love and compassion, or a man or a woman who looks fit, polished on the outside and shines and is a leader and holds great positions can have deep, dark secrets that they've been struggling with for years. We're all of human beings. We all hurt. We all go through many of the same things. And for each of us to become all that we can be, it's a matter of dealing with our history and committing to a growing process for the rest of our lives. And I hope I can keep growing for the rest of mine.
Mm-hmm. So you have written a book called Learn Empathy that you believe has made us... Excuse me?
It has a subtitle, Learn Empathy, Help Your Betrayed Wife Heal. That particular book is for addicts who are now, quote-unquote, sexually sober and trying to rebuild their relationships. Deals with attachment.
So, with just, a couple of minutes, I'm putting you in a box here. Is there any exercise or practice from your book that you believe would make a significant impact on a couple?
If they could get help, it's hard to do if there's an addict in one of those two people, but if whether there is or isn't an addict in the relationship, if they're having difficulty with communication or connection, I highly recommend that they seek help, because often it takes a bridge builder, whether that's a therapist or a coach, someone who's skilled in helping marriages bridge the chasms between our lives and our hearts. They can learn to connect. They can learn to communicate. It just doesn't come naturally for most of us.
Okay. All right. Marcia Means, you have been just an amazing guest. So much information that I think so many of our listeners have gotten out of this show. If you missed part of the show, you can hop on over to my iTunes page and listen on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify. So again, Marcia, thank you so much for your time. Do you have a website where listeners can find you?
Yes. acircleofjoy.com will take them to our website. acircleofjoy.com.
Okay, Marcia Means. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, Francesca.
All right, we've got to wrap things up and say goodnight. See you next time.
What if you took the time to really soak it in? 'Cause someday you're gonna wish you did. Like a September morning, like snow without a warning. Like how the summer feels upon your skin. Sun goes down, breathe before your breath runs out.
don't miss it.